This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's influencing the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, it was a day that we had upside, and I'm not going to try to outguess why we went higher. We just want to take it and be thankful for it today. There was really no fresh news in the marketplace. I think the market had once again overdone itself to the downside. Technical buying took over and lifted us to the upside. At mid-morning, choice box beef was 36 cents higher. Selects up 64 cents on a total movement of 97 loads. We also saw an estimated cattle kill day of 108,000 head. And just a reminder, Friday afternoon is our cattle on feed report. Next Monday, the cold storage report. On the close today, December live cattle were $2.95 higher. February live cattle, $2.55 higher. Jan feeders up $2.65. March feeders up $3.62. And December lean hogs, 20 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The good folks at Superior Livestock have a pair of auctions to tell you about. The Superior Select Female Auction coming up this Thursday, November 19th at 1 p.m. Some great female genetics to check out. Then Friday, the regular video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 24,500 head, including over 6,000 yearlings, almost 14,000 wean calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Every day you rise early, sip your coffee, pull on your boots, and go to work. And the team at DuPont Pioneer is with you. When you're choosing which product to plant on which part of which field, we're with you. When you're plotting out your planting schedule as winter turns to spring, we're there too. And when you climb into the combine to harvest another bumper crop, there's no question where we are. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Tom, what's going on in the grain markets?
Well, Leslie, most of our trading today was on the negative side, and so was our closes in the grain and the soybean complex. We really lacked any kind of technical or any kind of fresh news out there at all, so most of our trading was technical in nature today. We did not see anything out there that really changed other than all of our contracts got much, much closer to their contract lows today, which is our first line of support. After that, it's anybody's guess, 5 or 10 lower in the wheat and the corn, maybe 10 or 20 lower in the soybeans if we break through those contract lows. On the close, December KC wheat 4.5 lower, March down 3 cents, December Chicago wheat down 4.25, December corn down 0.25, March corn up 0.25, January beans down 6.25, March beans down 4.25, and March cotton 27 higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.